Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are looking at a thought concerning the faithful sayings found in the pastoral epistles. We took our text verse in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And that's our thought throughout the week. This is a faithful saying, or this is a true saying, as 1 Timothy 3 says, but the same thoughts being portrayed. This is a faithful saying, worthy and worthy of all acceptation. Monday we saw that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And that there we saw the gospel and our redemption. Christ came into the world to save sinners. And then yesterday we saw 1 Timothy 3:1. Bible says that this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. And we saw the gospel and its responsibility, the responsibility of God putting the desire on a man's heart to be a pastor, to be in the ministry. The Bible says he desireth a good work, and it is a good work, but it is work for sure. Well, today we move to our next passage, 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 8. The Bible declares, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Well, this whole idea that the fitness craze and bodily exercise was not something that has just been invented in our lifetime. As a matter of fact, the Olympic president stated for 3,000 years, Olympic Games had been going on of some sort or another. Well, if that's the case, then when the Apostle Paul wrote this, the Olympic Games and all that surround them had been going on for a full millennium, for a full 1,000 years, if indeed that is true. But the point I'm trying to make is, it was not foreign to them. They had athletes who strove to be the very best that they could be physically. But the scripture goes on to say, but bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness, on the other hand, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is. So godliness, my friend, understand that if there was no heaven and if there was no hell, that it would still be worth living the Christian life, because godliness is profitable in this life. And raising families intact and being sober to see your kids grow up and all the other things that we could add to that. Godliness is profitable unto all things. And he says in two places, having promise of the life that now is, that's now, and of that which is to come. So today we see the gospel and its reputation, that godliness is profitable. It's good now, and it's good later. You know, there are some things that I see in here that you might make an argument that they're okay to live by. But my friend, I can assure you that there's only one that is right to die by, and that is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. May our lives not be so consumed in the physical that we overlook the spiritual and that which is profitable both now and in eternity. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you take the thoughts and use it today to your glory? And we'll thank you for what you do in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.